Father ones who are in this course and not joining the course, who have never listened to Longpa's teaching. If you have listened, if you have read some book, it's not that difficult. Longpa's teaching is not something mystery. It's simple. It's about yourself naturally since you were born. You pay interest into you are interested in other things, in other people. Once we open our eyes, we see somebody else. Nobody opened their eyes and looked at themselves. When you open your ears and listen to something else, you listen to someone else, not yourself. Paying attention to other things, paying attention to whatever comes in contact with you. Paying attention to the sense, the smell. When you see some form, some physical form, you see somebody, you like or dislike what you see, but you don't pay attention to the mind, to your own mind. Your mind always is attracted to other things, something that you see. Paying attention to something that you see, not your own eyes, your own mind. You don't observe that your mind observes something through your eyes. You don't pay attention to your mind. When you hear some sound, you pay attention to that sound, but you don't pay attention to the part that your ears come in contact with the sound and the reaction of your mind. Same thing with the smell. You smell something the mind likes or dislikes, and you forget your nose. You forget about whether your mind likes that smell or dislikes that smell. We don't pay attention to your nose. You always stick your nose to find where is that smell come from. When you hear something, you try to find out what is that sound, what does that mean. But you don't pay attention to your body and your mind. Your mind always is attracted to other things, form, taste, smell, touch. Everything that comes in contact with your body when you are sitting down, what comes in contact with your body? The wind. When you feel it, you feel cold, or you feel the mass of the wind. When the wind comes in contact with your body, that's the mass of the wind. And that mass creates force. And that is the earth element in the wind. And the movement of the wind is the wind element of the wind. And the temperature of the wind is the fire element of the wind. So everything that comes in contact with your body consists of the basic elements. But whatever you feel, you only feel the softness and the hardness of what comes in contact with your body, and that's the earth element. But when if you can feel the movement of what comes in contact with your body, that's the wind element. Now the water element, you cannot sense that element. Even when water comes in contact with your body, that's the earth element in the water. Actually, the water element is the gravitational force that makes all these little atoms come together to form water. So whenever, whatever you come in contact with something, your mind goes out and pay attention to those things. You pay attention to the softness, the hardness, the movement, the flow, the temperature of those things. And you always pay attention to your own thought. When you are sitting and you are thinking, you know what you are thinking, but you don't know that the mind is thinking. And when you think about something, you might feel happy or unhappy. You don't know that. And that's what Lung Pu Dun called sending the mind out, or movement of the mind. And the mind only moves in 6 different channels. Every day, every year, it's always these 6 channels. And when the mind moves out in this 6 channel, you don't observe, you don't realize. Now Dhamma practice is about learning yourself. Learning about yourself, not letting yourself or your mind go out. From this point on, when you see something, pay attention to your mind. You see a beautiful lady, and your neck is like extending to see who is that girl. Now, you should be paying attention to your body and your mind. When even some guys see beautiful lady, they are drooling. Same thing with someone who smell the food and drooling. When you see something and your mind pay attention and your body moves to take a look, just feel that movement of the body. If you see an accident, somebody died. You are around that area. You want to see the corpse of that the person who died. You don't see that the mind wants to see that, and you don't see that the mind is afraid of the corpse. From now on, don't ignore, don't forget about your body and your mind. Whatever the mind feels, try to observe. You see something, the mind likes it. You should observe that movement of the mind. You see someone, and that's someone you like, and you are glad. When the mind is glad, you should observe that the mind become glad. From now on, when the mind become glad, when you see someone that you like, know that the mind is now glad. When you see someone that you don't like, you don't like someone, the mind feel unhappy, the mind feel bad. Just observe that. So when you see something, your body moves, the mind moves. Just feel it. Just observe that. And that's Dhamma practice. It's about going back and learning about your own body and your mind. You see a mad dog, what do you feel? Are you glad? When a mad dog runs towards you, you would be frightening. So when you are afraid, know that you are afraid and run. Long Pa said, when you run away from a mad dog, the only way you run is to run faster than someone else. You don't have to run the fastest. You cannot be the last one. The last person will be the one that the mad dog bites. So when you are not that frightening, when you observe mad dog run towards you, if you keep shouting, if you keep screaming, you're not gonna get away from it. Like there are some birds, when they see a lion, what they do is they look away and they feel like there's no lion. Actually, they're gonna die. When you see something and your mind moves, just observe your mind and act accordingly. or when you walk in some area that is dark. If you walk in that area, you see something moves, you think there's a ghost. So in the morning you go back and look, it's just a banana leaves. So if the mood, the environment is right, your mind will feel that's a ghost. So when the mind afraid, just observe that the mind is afraid. And that's a practice. Walking, meditation, sitting and meditation, that's just the formal way of practice. It's not the core of the practice. Is it good to meditate while you're walking and meditate while you're sitting? That's a good thing to do. It's a good practice. But if you walk or if you sit down and meditate and the mind become a stress and you don't observe that, that's not a practice. If you sit and meditate and your mind wandering around or your mind becomes stressed, you have to observe that, and that's the right way of sitting down and practicing. Now, in everyday life, you see something, feel your body and feel your mind. See someone that you like, your face smile automatically. If you see someone, if you meet someone that you don't like, your face become not smiling. You see something, you see someone, how your body reacts, how your mind reacts. The mind has happiness, the mind feel unhappiness, the mind is pleased or displeased, or the mind become wanting, craving, or the mind become angry. Just observe the mind. You go in some department stores, you see a new type, new model of a cellular phone. You are interested in that phone. The body moves to take a look. The mind likes. If you observe your body and your mind, gilet cannot obsess, cannot control your action. And that is Dhamma practice. So Dhamma practice is about learning about your body and your mind, not forgetting about them. You see something, and if you only know that thing, and the mind wandering around without knowing it, that is not a practice. But if you observe your own body and your mind, that's a practice. When someone is talking on the phone, they usually forget about their body. You see the movement of the body, sometimes it looks funny. Somebody just talking on the phone and do something disgusting, like picking their nose. So the one without mindfulness, they can act in the way that it's not very nice. So when you see somebody walk or talk or do something that is disgusting to you, feel your mind that you don't like that. That's practice. You feel, you see a beautiful lady, and you see, oh, that's such a beautiful lady. That's not practice. But if you know your mind likes that lady, that's practice. So when you see a beautiful lady, your mind likes her, and you know that your mind likes her, that's learning about yourself. Same thing when your nose come in contact with some smell. When in the past, before Long Pa become a monk, Long Pa see a lady who taste some perfume. They would taste this sense of this perfume, taste different perfume, and they might become confused which one it smells good. When they taste that perfume, the mind pay attention to the sense. And when the body react, when the face react to the smell, and they become so happy, they don't notice the movement of the face, the movement of their body, that's forgetting their body. And whatever the mind is in what state, they don't realize. When the mind likes some sense, the mind dislikes some sense, that lady would not know. The people who are sitting close to the food, if you can sense that smell, the smell of the food. When you smell the food, your mind pay attention to that smell. The mind would move, and your mind would think, what is that smell? What is that food? And you don't realize the mind move to the source of that smell. When the body move to see what is that food, you don't observe that. Even some monks that stay and practice here, they have been starving, they were very hungry. When they are served with the food, the monk's mind would move and the body would move to look at what food coming next. The monk would take a look, what is that food, which one should I pick? And the monk would not see that their body is moving. But the Longpo's monks, they are polite. When they want some food, they don't react too much. And when they might pay attention to the food, what is that food? If you are a Dhamma practitioner, you have to observe that, oh, the mind would like to know now. Whatever happened to the mind, observe that, feel that. And as practitioner, when Long Po was young, Long Po lived very close to some waterway in Bangkok. It's a canal. So Long Po was living beside that canal, and sometimes there's someone who wanna sell something, they would row in a small boat to sell something in that canal. Sometimes there's a noodle soup that they are selling on the boat. Sometimes there's the corpse of the dog. Even a corpse of a horse. There were ones that are floating in that canal. The smell is so bad. The mind is so frightened. The mind is so disgusting. Lots of flies. Lots of flies, eggs. Lots of disgusting stuff. The eye see. The nose smell. The mind is disgusting. Long Po did not realize or observe that mind. Sometimes there's a pig corpse floating in that canal. Or sometimes when somebody is selling food on the boat through that canal, the mind would like that. So whenever the mind go out, when the mind sees something, or when you are having some food, you set up your mind that you're gonna go on diet. Long Pa said the best way to lose your weight is to have cancer. If you got treated using chemo, your weight gonna lose, that's for sure. It's very easy to lose your weight. You smell some food, you throw up right away. So for ordinary people who are not ill, losing the weight is very difficult, especially for the girls. When they gain a little bit of weight and they are on diet, the more they are on diet, the more weight they gain. The more they set up their mind not to eat, the more they eat. So whenever they set up their mind to not eating, they think too much about food, so they eat more. Long Po also explained difference between the people and the monk. The monk don't have dinner, and yom who have some practice of not having dinner. They are very different between monk and the people. Because when the people would like to try that practice, people don't eat but think about food. But the monk, when they become the monk, they know they're not gonna have dinner ever again. So at dinner time, they don't think about food. So the mind is different between the people who practice not having dinner and the monk who would never have dinner ever again. So observing your body, observing your mind is the way to practice. The mind moves. The nose come in contact with some smell. The body come in contact with something. The body moves, the mind moves. That is what you have to observe. The eyes, the ears, the tongue, the body, the nose, the mind. When these things come in contact with something, just observe the mind. When your body come in contact with a cold wind, the body will check to increase body temperature. It's the way that the body fight cold. It's not that. If you get in contact with the cold wind and you curse at the god of wind, or when it's raining, you curse at, you know, the god of rain. So it is not about that action, it's just natural. Don't blame other things, don't blame other people. Just observe your body and your mind. When your eyes, your ears, your nose, your tongue, your body, your mind come in contact with anything, however your body reacts, however your mind reacts, just observe. Longpa told a story in the past. Once Longpa was walking in the rain, no umbrella. 23 September, many years ago, the rain came down after work. So while Longpa was going back home after work, that day, Longpa got wet. Longpa actually have umbrella, but the wind was too strong. Umbrella didn't help at all. So Longpa got all wet, and Longpa was sheltering in a wat. And Longpa body, Longpa clothes are all wet. And the water is dripping from Longpa's clothes. So Longpa tried to sit in a very small area, in a very tight area. The mind thought, every time I got wet because of the rain, I usually catch a cold. And the mind, Longpa's mind, became worried. And Longpa get worried. But Longpa has practiced very, very well. So at that time, Longpa see that the mind has some worried, and that worried just disappear. The storm, the thunder is all gone. The whole world is gone. The mind become in a state of deep meditation. There is no body, there was no world, there was nothing except the mind. And the mind become in that state because Longpa has been practicing Dhamma for a very long time. And that is the moment when Longpa mind realized that everything that arises will fall. The body was born and one day it will be gone. At that moment, there is only the mind. All the mind, all mental fabrication is gone. And the mind actually has that wisdom. And the mind become wise. Everything that occur, it will be gone. So every time you walk and practice meditation while you're walking, if the mind becomes stressful, just observe that. So when the body parts come in contact with anything, feel your body, feel your mind. Feel how your body reacts, feel how your mind reacts. The same way when Long Pa reacts to the body, the clothes getting wet, and the clothes is getting wet, and Long Pa's mind become worried. You have to practice until the mind can observe that state of worried automatically. And that's the point of practice where you get very well. So whatever the body feel, whatever the body reacts, whatever the mind feel, whatever the mind reacts, whatever mental fabrication, whatever the mind reacts to those fabrication, if you keep practicing, you can observe those things automatically. And when you reach the part where the mind observes itself automatically, that's the point where you get very close to enlightening. That's the true Dhamma practice. So be mindful, sense your body, sense your mind as often as possible. Every time you come in contact with anything, if you can do that all the time, that means you practice all the time. The only time that you don't practice is when you are in deep sleep. Other than that, you come in contact with anything, the mind reacts. Just observe that. So people who practice Dhamma so hard, so heavily, it's just that, it's just observe the mind and the body. But before the mind can become automatically observe its own mind, it takes a long time to reach that point. So the point is, body moves, observe, the mind moves, observe, until the observing become automatic. If it is automatic, then enlightenment is not far away. If not this life, it's next life, and next life. But you have to practice starting now. The more you practice, if you practice more, then enlightenment is not too far. Long Pa once asked a teacher, how long does it take to get to enlightenment if we start practice? And that teacher replied, no more than 7 lives. So that's not a long time, because you've been born and reborn infinite times already. So 7 lives is a short time. So whenever you come in contact with anything, your mind reacts, your body react. Whatever come in contact with your body and your mind, we call that calm. Don't pay attention to calm. Just pay attention to the body and the mind. So your automatic mindfulness, your automatic meditation, your automatic wisdom will arise, and enlightenment will arise. Time for breakfast.